Okay, world. Today's daf in Masechet Zevachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim HaKodesh, is we've hit the 100 mark. Unbelievable. Who would have thought? Wasn't it just last week that we started? Amazing. So today's daf is daf kuf. And let me just remind you what's been happening here, because we've got some very complex sugyas that we've been involved in. Essentially, we've been talking about the din of an onen and the question of whether an onen is allowed to send his karbanos so that he would be able to eat them at night when he becomes post-onen. And we've been talking about, can an onen eat karbanos at night at all? And we've been talking about, can an onen get a chelek in karbanos if he can eat at night? And we've been talking about the question of whether an onen can eat kachin at night at all. And then we've been talking about the question about that, is that a diraisa issue, aninus laila, or is it drabonan issue? And then we've been talking about the difference between the aninus of the Yom HaKvura versus the aninus of the Yom HaMisa. So there's an awful lot of variables that get involved over here, and we'll go over that again. And so the latest thing that we were talking about was a contradiction in Rabbi Shimon. So on the one hand, we had this bright thing, which Rabbi Shimon says that an onen is actually able to send karbonos. And then we had another price in which Rabbi Shimon says, no, an onen cannot be shaleach karbonotav, even a karbon pesach, because that was another variable. Remember that if aninus laila is only a drabonim, then the rabbonim would be ready to give up on their takana in the face of a karbon pesach. Why? Because a carbon pesach, not bringing a carbon pesach, would be a chi of chores. The rabbanim would not be maimi divrehem in a makom of such chumra, such as a carbon pesach. So that was another variable. In order to answer that question, so far we've had a couple of very simple approaches. So in one case, we wanted to say the simplest answer is that he never said it. That's an easy answer. So why did it mention in that brisa that says, you gotta be happy when you're bringing your karbanos, or you're eating your karbanos, and he learned it out from Shlomim and Teda, because it says, v'samachta l'fnei Hashem elokecha. And he listed there, and how do we know that's true of a Bechor, and a Meiser, and a Pesach? And the Gemara answered, according to Rav Chisda, he never said Pesach. It's just that since every time we mention Bechor and Meiser in the context of Shlamim, we always mention Pesach, so it got thrown in, but he didn't mean Pesach. Okay. Then we have another approach that we said, which is that when it said you need to be happy to be able to send your carbon Pesach, that was referring to the Shalmei Pesach, which was the Chagigas Arba'asa. It wasn't referring to the Pesach itself. That was the other teretz, that was Rav Sheshes' teretz. And then we got up to today, right at the end of Amud Beis, of Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, to Rav Mori's answer. That's where we're holding right now, on the last words of Tzadik Tet Amud Beis. So Rav Mori says, look, there's no question over here. What you fail to take into consideration is the fact that the diraisa prevents you in certain cases an onen. And if there's a diraisa, then of course you won't be able to bring your carbon pesach, because it'll be a diraisa, the iser of the onen bringing the carbon pesach. What determines whether it's a diraisa or not, says Rav Mori? I disagree with all of you guys up until now, and I hold that the aninus laila is diraisa if it's the aninus laila of the day of death, as opposed to the day of kvura. So therefore, up until now, we were discussing the difference between aninus yom and aninus laila, the difference between the aninus laila following the yom hamisa and the aninus laila following the yom hakvura, which up until now, we thought, that for sure there's never an Aninas Laila that's the Oraisa. There is an Aninas Laila that's the Rabbanan, but possibly only if that's the Aninas Laila following the day of death as opposed to following the day of Kvura. Rav Mori's shita is that actually the day of death creates an Aninus that is midiraisa, extends into the following night. And therefore, says Rav Mori, there's a simple solution. Where Rabbi Shimon said that an onen is not shaleach his korban pesach, that's talking about where he is an onen on the day of Misa. So kan shemet lo meit b'yodalet v'kvaro b'yodalet, the kanshimet lamed be yud gimel vikav ro be yudalet. So over here, he's only an onin today on the 14th Erev Pesach, min rabbanan, because the Torah did not create aninus on the day of kvura. So therefore, if it was made lamed on the 14th, then that aninus extends into the laila, even midiraisa. There's a new shita I wouldn't have yet. Yom amitato facing laila midioraita. Because of that, of course, the onin can't bring is Karban Pesach over there because he's also midiraisa. So in other words, I'm basically saying about what the din would be of Aninus Laila after the Yom HaMisa. According to Rav Mori, it's a diraisa. According to the two answers that we've had until now, which was the answer of Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes, they hold that it's only Drabona. In the other case, Meit Lo Meit, the Yud Gimel Ukvaro B'Yudalit, that's where the Yom Kvura itself is Drabanan, and therefore the Yom Atofes Laila, the Aninus Laila following that, is also only a Drabanan. That's where Rabbi Shimon said it's perfectly okay for the Onen to be sending his Korban Pesach, because even though Midrabanan is an Onen, but since a Pesach is an Isser Kores, so the Rabbanan didn't want to aser the eating of the Korban Pesach. Okay, excellent. Now, I mean, the truth is we have to rethink, remember what we said before about the answer, the difference between the original answer to the question of the stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Psachim, which says that he's allowed to eat only Pesach and not other korbanos. And we said before that according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, our Mishnah is referring to the case of Pesach specifically. And that's where you're allowed to eat all korbanos. And the Mishnah in Psachim was contrasting the night of Pesach to all nights. And when it said you can't eat other korbanos, it meant other korbanos on other nights of the year, in which case there's obviously no contradiction. And Rav Asi's answer was that our Mishnah was talking about the day of the Kvura, and the Mishnah in Psachim was talking about the day of Misa. Well, Rav Mori can no longer say that answer, right? For sure, because according to Rav Mori, the Mishnah in Psachim would never have been matir the day of Misa to eat a Korban Pesach at night, because remember, he holds that it's a diraisa. So there would be no basis in saying, well, the Rabbanan weren't gozer in the case of a Korban Pesach. We're not talking about a Rabbanan, according to Rav Mori. So we need to adjust what we said before. Rav Mori is going to have to hold like Rav Yirmiyah. He can't hold like Rav Asi. Okay. Anyway, so now, says the Gemara, the problem is that how are we supposed to accept what you're saying if the Braita says not like that? The very Braita that we brought over here, that was the basis of Rabbi Shimon saying that the Aninus Laila is okay, Rabbi Shimon says in that Braita to Rabbi Yudah, Amalo Rabbi Shimon, listen, man, Aninus Laila for sure is only Drabon, and I'll prove it to you, because it says in the Mishnah Psachim that an einain can be tevel the archelas pischei avalo bekachim. So how could Rabbi Shimon himself say that we're talking about Aninus Laila being only a drabanan, if the only time that Aninus Laila is drabanan is the Laila after the Yom HaKvura? So Rabbi Yehuda should have turned around and said, what are you talking nonsense? I'm talking about real Aninus. Aninus of the Yom HaMisa. And you turn around and you start blabbing about the Aninas approved you, Aninas of Yom HaKvura? Did I ever talk about Yom HaKvura? So name Alei, Rebbe Yehuda should have said in that bright to Rebbe Shimon, that's absolute nonsense. Kamina l'cha'ana misa yom ha'misa diraita. Here I tell you what the din is that the Onin's not allowed to eat, and you start telling me, I'll bring you a raya, that it's only derabanan from what case? The Yom of Kvura. That's how Rav Mori is going to have to read it. Ew. That's, gosh, that is a bit of a problem. It's true. Okay. I mean, there's various, look, it's not a fatal problem. There's various ways of answering it. It could be that maybe he held and he had a raya that Rabbi Yehuda said across the board, even on the Yom HaKvura, even though there's, we don't know of any raya to that, but in any event, it's possible. So we don't view it as a tiyufta. Okay. So far we have three answers to the contradiction of Rabbi Shimon in the two brises. Can an onen send his Korban Pesach or not? Right. So our latest was Rav Mori. Let's take a look at Abaye's answer. Abaye's solution is lo kasha. What you people are forgetting to take into consideration is what came first, the chiyuv of the Korban Pesach or the chiyuv of the aninos. What will determine that? When did his relative die? So where Rabbi Shimon says that an onin cannot bring a Korban Pesach, was talking about where the death took place before Chatzot, which means that at the moment that the chiyuv of Akrovas HaKorban was chal at Chatzot, he was already an onin. Therefore, the chiyuv to bring the Korban was not chal on him because an onin doesn't bring Korbanos. Masha Inkin, where did Rabbi Shimon say that the onin is allowed to have that Pesach brought and then eat it at night? That's talking about where the person that he was mechuyev to be an onen over, one of the seven relatives, died li'acher chatzos. There's a big difference because kodem chatzos, if the aninus was chal in advance of the chiyuv of the korban, do'ichzila Pesach. So then, since at that point he isn't roid to bring a korban Pesach, so what's chal on him? The aninus. And the aninus indeed prevents him from bringing his korban. I mean, it's the middle of the day. It's deraisa now. Acher chatzos, where he is already roid to bring his korban Pesach, the aninus is not chal on him. And therefore, there's two completely different cases. So if this is the case, then that would mean that according to Abaye, if it's a Diraisa, so okay, once a Diraisa is chal, even if the Aninus would be a Din Diraisa, like Rav Mori is saying, he's saying that the Onen would be able to even eat his carbon at night, which, how is that? I mean, the nighttime afterwards, if you hold of Rav Mori, because when Abaye is saying this is a difference, he is following Rav Mori. He's not saying it's only a difference because it's a drabonin. He's saying the aninus deoraisa is not chal. And therefore, he can go ahead and send the carbon. But the question is, how would it be true that Rabbi Shimon would then be able to say that I'll bring you a raya that you're able to eat the Korban Pesach because the aninus of the Lila in this case isn't chal. And if it were chal and lechari, he wouldn't have been able to eat the Korban Pesach. Okay. So, I mean, there's in Rashi himself, there's two approaches to this. One approach is that the Rabbanan would have to allow Achilas HaPesach, not because the Achilas HaPesach is Ma'akev, but because if he wasn't able to eat the Korban Pesach, then he probably wouldn't send it. And if he wouldn't send it, then he would be over on the Koras. So Rabbanim were afraid that that would end up making him not bring his Korban. So because of that, they didn't answer the Aninus Laila either. And the other answer that Rashi says is that if we wouldn't be eating the Korban Pesach, then that would mean that it would become noser and you would have to burn it. And the Rabbanan would not want to create a situation where they're setting up a Korban Pesach for burning. And therefore, even if it really, it should be usher at night because it's not going to be a problem, they said it's mutter in order to make it possible for him, not to make it possible, but to make it likely, more likely that he would actually end up and bring his carbon properly. Now, says Abaya, I know that you think that it shouldn't really make a difference which one comes first, the aninas coming first before chatzos or the chiyuv of the carbon. But I want to show you that there is such a difference. Minatemra, where can I show it to you that there's a difference between the aninas if it's chal first before chatzos or not? So how can I show you? D'shani le ben kodem chatzos ben le'achar chatzot. I'll show you. Here is a braita that proves my point. Now, listen, guys, in order to understand this braita without going cuckoo, let's take a look at the sugya a little bit ahead, and then we'll get back to it, because the Gemara here is, as usual, assuming that you know something, which the truth is you do know, and we actually have learned this many, many times, but it's possible you forgot it. So I want you to just jump ahead a little bit to the words D'Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nefesh, Elo HaKrovim. Can you go just jump ahead and take a look at that? It's the one line above the big lines, and then we'll go back up, okay? But this is the Lashon of the Braita that the Gemara is assuming that you actually know. And if we learn this first, it'll make everything so much easier. So here's the idea of Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya. Rabbi Akiva Omer, when we're talking about the halacha of Nazir, now this is a posik, let's think about the posik. Kol yemei haziro lahashem al nefesh meit lo yavo. Al nefesh meit lo yavo, as we're going to show, means anybody, even krovim. And we'll prove that, Rabbi Akiva is going to prove that in a moment. So he cannot be metame to anyone. And then it starts making a list of who he cannot be metame to. And therefore, that whole list is totally unnecessary. And because of that, we're going to be darshaning each word in this list, and there's a reason why the Torah made a list of unnecessary people. So, Kol Yemei Haziro LaHashem Al Nefesh Meit, any Nefesh Meit, Lo Yavo, and now starts the list. La'aviv, uli'imo, le'achiv, la'achoto, lo yitamo lahem b'motam, ki nezir Elohav al Rosho. Now, this is all talking about a nazir. On the surface, it seems to be unrelated to our discussion. We're going to see it's very related. So, Rabbi Akiva says, let's first understand when it says nefesh meit. Those are two different things, because you could say al meit lo yavo, you could say al nefesh lo yavo. By saying both of them, essentially you're saying that one of them is the regular people, and one of them are your relatives. So when it says nefesh, it means that you cannot be metami even to your relatives, because the word mate would have meant anybody. Obviously, it's either way. But the point is, if we've got two words, one of them is going to be krovim and one of them is going to be rechokim. Now, why does it need to say la aviv, la imo, et cetera, et cetera? I'll tell you, this is a beautiful drasha that we've been through many times, and it's stunning. So essentially, what Rabbi Akiva wants to show is that no matter what the number of isurim are involved, if it comes to a mate mitzvah, you've got to do against the din and be metami yourself for a mate mitzvah. So ultimately, what we want to prove is that if this guy is not only a nazir, he's a kohen, and not only is a kohen, he's a kohen gadol. Good God. So he's a nazir, a kohen gadol, and not only that, he's on his way to do a bris milah to his son, which is an Isser Kares, it's a very Chomer mitzvah. And he's going to be bringing a Karban Pesach on the same day. So he's going up to Yerushalayim to be Mala's son, bring a Karban Pesach. So now, oh my gosh, if he messes that up, he's going to be over on all these things, right? All these different Isurin, because he's going to be Matami and Nazir, and he's going to be Matami and Kohen, he's going to be Matami the Kohen Gadol, and he's going to miss bringing a Karban Pesach, and he's going to miss doing a Bris Milah. Rabbi Akiva wants to show that the Torah is mentioning all of these cases in order that I should know if it comes to Meit Mitzvah, everything is ignored. Just go bury the Meit Mitzvah. So where do I see this? So he starts off with La Aviv. So if it's referring to the, I don't need to know that he does not go to his father's funeral. It said on Nefesh Meit, that included his father, right? So why does it mention La'aviv? Ah, that's to tell me he should not go to his father's funeral, but he should go and bury, despite the fact that he's going to be over on his Naziris, he should bury whoever this nondescript homeless guy is who dropped dead on a road somewhere that he should be metame himself for, right? Okay. And metame he'll make mitzvah. So then why does it have to say le'imo? Well, suppose he wasn't only a nazir. Suppose he was also a kohen. Suppose haya kohen v'u nazir. Therefore, the pasuk is saying, do not go to your mother's funeral. But what about to the homeless guy? Yes, metame make mitzvah. Only to the mother don't go. And so why does it mention his brother? Well, maybe he was not only a kohen and a nazir, he was a kohen gadol and a nazir. Therefore, comes along to tell me, l'achivu de'eino metame, but he would still be metame himself for this mate mitzvah. And why add l'achoto? Well, suppose he was not only a nazir and a kohen gadol, but he was also on the way to be shochet a korban Pesach, or to do a milah for his child. V'shamashemet lomet, you think he should be metame himself? No. Lo yitame. But Yoko, Kashem Shenu Metami Lachoto, Kachenu Metami Lamet Mitzvah. No, that's why it says Lachoto Deino Metame, Avo Metame Ulamet Mitzvah. Definitely, under all circumstances, he would be Metame to a Mates Mitzvah. That is the entire idea of this limud. So now going back to where we were holding, and now that we know the context of this limud, so let's talk back to Abaye's Raya. So let's look at that now inside. Where do I get this idea from, says Abaye, that it makes a difference which one comes first, the chiyuv of the aninus or the chiyuv of bringing the korban? Because the Tanya in the Braita, it says, La yitama, it starts off with the issue of La yitama, is being metame. Is that a mitzvah, or is that just a heter that you are allowed to be mitameh? This is a regular kohen it's talking about, not a nazir, just a kohen. And the Torah says if it's that one of those seven relatives that we talked about in the pasuk here of the nazir, he should be mitameh. And that, says the bride, that means he has to be mitameh. What if he doesn't want to? Lo ratzah. They grab him and they throw him into that funeral, and he's going to get tummy whether he likes it or not. There was even a maisa, the Yosef HaKohen, his wife died on Erev Pesach. He didn't want to become tummy for Pesach, and the other kohanim got together. They were metame him physically, and they forced him to go to that funeral and be metame to his mother's funeral. Now, I'm asking you, what about the Braita? This is the Braita that we just learned between us. We jumped ahead. And what about the Braita where it says, Ula choto ma tamud lomar, harishalach lishchot et pischo? As we just learned, if the guy was on his way to his korban Pesach, alomules bono, vishamashemait lo meit, yochi yitame, should he be metame? Amit, lo yitame. No, he cannot be metame. Yochel k'shem shelo yitame la'achoto, kach einu metame l'meit mitzvah, Talmud lomar la'achoto u'deinu metame, avu metame hu l'meit mitzvah. So what do you see? That in that first part over here, it says over here that an onen is supposed to be going to be bringing his korban. Lo yitame, no. Don't go to the funeral. What do you mean, don't go to the funeral? But he's an onen anyway. So what's the point? He's not going to be able to bring. Oh, yes, he will. Ah, how do you explain that, says Abaye? What do you mean, oh, yes, he will? Didn't we just learn that he cannot go and bring his korban Pesach? How do you explain that? Yes or no? Therefore, it must be that there's a difference. Lav shmamina, so can't you see that I'm right? The first Braita was talking about where the mace died before Chatzot, and therefore says the Torah, no, there's no way for him to, we're going to be metame him anyway, and kanli acha Chatzot. Masha'en came this one that says he's on his way to bringing a korban Pesach, and therefore You would say he's not allowed to be Metame himself, even though he's an Onan? Must be that there he became an Onan after Chatzot. That's the difference. You see my point. Says the Gemara, how do you know that that's the way to explain the contradiction? Why not just say that it's a machlokas between shitas? Maybe both brises are talking about a guy who became an Onan after Chatzos. One of these brises is going according to Rabbi Yishmael, and one of these brises is going according to Rabbi Akiva, and one of them holds lo yitama is not a mitzvah. It's just a rishus. And therefore, the whole thing, there's no problem. Because the Tanya, lo yitama, Rabbi Shmuel holds that means he has a right to be metame if he's just a regular kohen, nothing to do with Pesach, nothing to do with the dozer stuff. But it's only a heter for a kohen to go to a funeral of a relative, whereas Rabbi Akiva says it's a chovah. So that explains the two different prices. How does it prove your point, what Abai is claiming, that one is referring to before Chatzot, one is referring to Acher Chatzot? No. Absolutely ridiculous. Of course that can't be true, because the second Braita was only going by Rabbi Akiva. Reisha was Rabbi Akiva. What do you tell me? All of a sudden, in the end, we switched to Rabbi Yishmael. Please. It says in the Reisha, Rabbi Akiva Emer Nefesh Elo Akrovim. This is where it went before, so I'm just going to read it through. Li'imo comes to teach me, even if he was not only an Ozer, but he was also a Kohen. Li'imo deinu metami matam lemet mitzvah. Li'achiv comes to tell me if he was a Kohen Gadol and a Nozer, and he is nonetheless li'achiv deinu metami matam lemet mitzvah. And la'achoto matam adlomer, well, suppose being a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol, he was on his way to Shochet his Pischo, or a Mulet b'no, v'sham Hashem yipo met yocho yitame yamet lo yitama. Yocho kishem shen matam la'achoto kachin yitame matam lebit mitzvah. Therefore, tab adlomer, la'achoto deinu matami avu matami ulo met mitzvah, even under all of these circumstances. All right, so we have done so far, some incredible learning about the variables that we're dealing with over here. So again, we've been talking about the question, does an Onan send a carbon? Does an Onan eat a carbon if it was brought for him? Does an Onan get a chelek, which is a completely different issue? Or does he just respond to being invited from another carbon? What makes him an Onan? Is Aninus Laila of the day of death a Diaraisa or a Darabana? Is the Aninus Laila of the day of Kfura Osir Bechlau, or is it Osir Min Rabbanan? Were the Rabbanan Ma'amid Divrayim in a Mokam of Isser? What would be the halacha if he is going to end up missing his Karban Pesach when it comes to the requirement to be Mitamei? Is there a Chiev of a Kohen to be Mitamei to a mate, or is it only a Heter for a Kohen who has a relative who is made to be metame? And how does that differ from a mate mitzvah? At what point is the aninus chal? Is there a difference between the aninus which is chal before chatzot and le'acher chatzot? This is an incredibly complex situation because of the various variables, all of which are nogia. And therefore, another, what it came out in the terms of the initial differences between the touching of the carbon, there too was a question of Hesach Hadas. Is there such a thing as partial Hesach Hadas? All of these things were part of this very, what appeared to be this very simple question of whether we're going to give a chelek to an onen and the difference between a Karban Pesach and other Karbanas. So that means that each and every one of these variables is going to be very nogea. Now, Rava says, you guys are making things very complicated for no reasons. Remember, so far we've got four answers to the contradiction in the Brises, where in one Rabbi Shimon says he is Shaleah Korban Pesach, and in the other he says, no, Korban Pesach, you got to be happy. You can't be an Oni. I disagree with Abaye, says Rava, and I say that both are talking about a case where the Korav died after Chatzot, not like Abaye says it makes a difference. And I still say, there's no problem. Where did Rabbi Shimon say that an Einein does not send a Korban Pesach? That was where we were talking about he became an Onein before they did the Shechita of the Korban Pesach and before they were Zorek the Dam. Masha Inkein, when Rabbi Shimon says that an Onein eats his Pesach, that was talking about where the relative that was Bechayev him in Aninus died after the Korban Pesach was already brought for him. So they had shechted the Korban Pesach. They had done the Zrika of the Korban Pesach. Now comes the Seder night. Does he eat from the Korban Pesach that had already been brought for him or not? That's where Rabbi Shimon says that. Yes, Rabbi Shimon says he could be Tevel and eat his Pesach at night, assuming that the Pesach was already brought for him. Omalei Rav Ada bar Masna Rava, that's ridiculous. If they already brought the Korban for him, why should the Rabbanan say, let him go eat the Korban Pesach? He was Yotze his Korban Pesach. Is eating the Korban Pesach going to be Ma'akev the Korban Pesach? So why should they say he should do it? Let's say he won't eat his Korban Pesach. Is he going to be Chayev Karis for not eating a Korban Pesach? No, because the Achil of the Korban Pesach is not what's important. It's the bringing of the Korban Pesach that's important. So why did the Rabbanan say, all right, if they already brought his Korban Pesach, let him eat it. So why should he be allowed to eat it? Now, we said before that according to Abaye, the Rabbanu were afraid if they wouldn't be mater him to eat it, that he wouldn't bring it in the first place. But over here, obviously, that's not relevant. They brought it already. So why now be mater it? There's nothing wrong is going to happen if he's not allowed to eat it. Amalei Ravina, excuse me, Ravada Bar Masna, who asked this question on Rava. You're completely wrong. Eating a Pesach is essential for the mitzvah. If you don't eat it, you didn't bring a Korban Pesach. And that is called Achilat Pesachim in the Akva. And I'll prove it to you from Rabba Bar Avuna. Now we're going to see Rabba Bar Avuna a little bit later. We haven't gotten to him yet. And Rava says, after Ravada Bar Masna was telling him that, well, I don't understand what you're saying. Why do you have to eat it? So Rava heard what Ravina said to Ravada Bar Masna. And he says to Ravada Bar Masna, hey, boy, you listen to what your Rebbe is telling you, because he's right. Okay? Sayed Maide Karmel Charabcha. Pay attention. He's absolutely right. Achilas Pesachim is Ma'akev. And what was this raya that he was saying? Because of Rabba Bar Avuna, where does it say this din of Rabba Bar Avuna? My Rabba Bar Avuna, exactly. We're going to see what that Rabba Bar Avuna is now. But before we do, let's just remember what happened over here. So it all started off, this most recent daf and the end of yesterday's daf, all started off with a stira in Rabbi Shimon. Right? In one brisa, Rabbi Shimon says, no way that an Onin can bring a Korban Pesach because you have to be happy. And therefore, it's similar to the other Korbanas in which it says, V'samachta l'fnei Hashem Elokecha, you're bringing a Shlomim. The same thing is true of the Korban Pesach. So far, what have we seen? Five different approaches. The simplest approach, of course, was that there never was such a statement. That was Reb Chisda, in which he said, "Kidei Nazma, since we mentioned the Bukhar and Meiser, we mentioned the Korban Pesach by accident, because every time we talk about Bukhar and Meiser, it almost invariably includes Pesach, because those are the three Korbanas that have the same basic dinim in that subsection." Reb Shesha says, no, when he said you don't bring a Pesach, he meant you don't bring the Chagiga of the Pesach, the Shlomim of the Pesach. So there was no contradiction. Reb Mori said, it depends. If it's the day of Kvura, then Rabbi Shimon says you bring a Pesach. But if it was the day of Misa, which is a Diyaraisa, And there the D'oraisa extends into the night. So then, of course, Reb Shimon says, you cannot bring the Korban Pesach. Wonderful, no problem. Abaye says, no, Rabbi Shimon actually holds an onin cannot bring a Korban Pesach, but it depends what came first, the aninus or the chiev of the Korban. So therefore, if the onin became an onin before Chatzot, then he doesn't bring a Korban Pesach. But if he was first chiev of the Korban Pesach at Chatzot, and then his relative dies, so then actually the aninus wouldn't be chal, even an aninus d'oraisa wouldn't be chal. Amazing. Rava, which is this latest approach, says that actually achilas haPesach is ma'akeh, where he said that an onen does eat a Korban Pesach, it's talking about that they brought the Korban Pesach before he became an onen, then he becomes an onen. Now the shaila is he's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So since the achila, according to this, is ma'akeh, which we haven't proved yet, because we're going to be getting to that now, that's our next piece to understand, but that's basically the fifth approach. And now, in order to understand what this Rabba Bar Rav Huna was talking about, we have to introduce a new additional variable. Okay. So it turns out that there are a number of different circumstances where there is a concept of aninus derabbanan. We know one of those circumstances so far, and that is the idea of aninus of the Yom HaKvura, which is not a D'oraisa. Then we have a subsection of that. Does it extend into the night? Is there a din of aninus at the night midrabbanan and midiraisa even after the Yom HaMisa? Fine. But that's all about the question of the difference of Yom HaKvura and Yom HaMisa. So we've got a derabbanan of Yom HaKvura, a derabbanan possibly of aninus laila achar Yom HaKvura, and possibly, some achlokas, as we saw, a different aninus even of the laila after Yom HaMisa, which is a machlokas if that's a derabbanan to D'oraisa. But there are other types of aninus that we haven't even talked about. And that is Yom Shimu'ah. If a person hears of the death of one of those seven relatives within 30 days of the death, then he also becomes on that day an onen midrabbanan. So that's another type of aninus, an aninus derabbanan of the Yom Shimu'ah. Then there's yet another din of aninus midrabbanan, and that is Yom Likut Atzamot. So remember, because of the difficulty in burying a mace in his own family plot, in those days you did not exactly have any way to transfer the mace. There was no refrigeration and no flights going from America. And therefore, it was a question of first burying the mace, and then subsequently, a year later, exhuming the remains and bringing the remains to the family plot. That was called Yom Likut Atzamot. And there also the Rabbonin were gozer that the person becomes an onen during that day. So we now have to expand the dinim of aninus and see what the different elements are of these different levels of aninut in terms of the halacha of Korban Pesach.
But so the Rebbe, is it assumed that in all those days they won't put on tefillin, they won't do any derisas, they won't make brachas, which are derabbanan?
We're about to discuss it. So okay. What are we talking about in this Rabba Bar Rav Huna, the Tanya? So there's a braita that goes like this. Yom Shmu'ah ki Yom Kvura. So the day that a person hears, if it's within Shloshim Yom of the death, that has the same din as the Yom HaKvura. But in terms of what halachas? In terms of all of the dinim in which he becomes an ovel for keeping Shivas Yomim, that's Shiva Yomei Avelos, and in terms of the Shloshim, whatever the halachas are of Shloshim, so therefore all of that, the standard of aninas, making brachas on that day, and then the other question of whether he becomes an ovel, that's all the same As long as it's within 30 days, it's all, of course, only a Darabanan, but it's all the same as if he actually heard about it on the day of the actual death. But it's not the same when it comes to the dinim of Achilas's Karban Pesach, because Bidogea, the Karban Pesach, the Yom HaShmua, is like the Yom of Likut Atzamot, and the Yom Likut Atzamot, he's allowed to go to the mikvah and eat any karbanos. Koshik and a Karban Pesach, he is allowed to eat Belilah. So that means that the Braita is essentially saying that as far as we're talking about Yom HaKvura, you're right, he would not be able to even eat the Karban Pesach. So this is not like the sheet that it holds in Shalech's Karban Pesach. But he would be allowed if it was only the Yom HaShmua. But in both of the cases, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, meaning whether we're talking about the Derabbanan Aninus of Yom HaKvura, or whether we're talking about the Rabbanan Aninus of the Yom of Likut Atzamos, the din is, he is allowed to be Tevel and eat Kachim on that night. What? You just contradicted yourself. What the heck? A minute ago, you said Yom Shmu'ah ki Yom Kvura l'mitzvah Shiva v'shloshim, and when it comes to the din of Achilas Psachim, then it's ki Yom Likut Atzomets, which implies that I can only compare it to the Yom Likut Atzomets, because if it was Yom Shmu'ah ki Yom Kvura, then he would not be allowed to eat Be'erev. I mean, isn't that what you just said? It's only like the Yom Kvura b'nogei Shiva v'shloshim, but it's not like the Yom Kvura for eating a Karban Pesach, because Yom Kvura, you would not be allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, and therefore I'm giving it the din only ki Yom Likud Atzomets. And then you turn around and say, oh, by the way, on the Yom Kvura, he could also be Toivu Be'erev. Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh. That's ridiculous. You just contradicted yourself. So first, Bichlal, the Yom Kvura is even at night. You cannot eat. And then in the next words, you say, but in both cases, referring either to the Yom Kvura or the Yom Likud Atzomets, he's Toivu V'Erev La'erev. And it's a direct contradiction. Makes not one word of sense here. Omra Fistat, well, it's a Machlokas Tanayim. And I'm going to show you later on what that Machlokas Tanayim is, but not quite yet. So apparently the Reisha holds like the Shita Vatana, that says that any carbon, even a Karban Pesach, is usher in the Laila after even the Yom Kvura, which is only Derabbanan. Now, we haven't seen that Shita here, but we're going to bring it in a moment. And the Seifa holds that the Aninus Laila of the Yom HaKvura does not exist. There's no such thing. And because of that, there is no din of Aninus Laila at all post Yom HaKvura. And we're going to see that there's a machlokas which extends the envelope that we've been talking about. Rabba Barvuna Amar, no. You don't have to say that it's a machlokas Tanayim. You could simply say that when it says here in the Sefer, and Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, that means that is referring to a case where he was Shema Shmua al Meso, Samuch Lishkiyat HaChama, or the Likud Atzomets. He was located at Atzomets Samuch Lishkiyat HaChama, or maybe he buried someone Samuch Lishkiyat HaChama. So that is talking about that it's the night after the Yom Kvura. But here, meaning in the Reisha, which was Mashma, that if it would have been similar to Yom HaKvura, it would have been usher to allow him to eat his Karban Pesach. There we're talking about that it was actually right after Shkia. Now, that was something we weren't thinking about before. We talked about the Yom HaKvura and the Laila, or the Yom HaMisa and the Laila. But what about if the Yom HaKvura was in the nighttime? What if he was buried at night? So then the night becomes the Yom HaKvura. And then that Yom HaKvura is 24 hours. from that first night through the next night. So that would mean that the situation over here by the Korban Pesach would be talking about where Goyim buried him at night. It was getting too late for the funeral, and it was right before the Seder. They buried the mace already during the nighttime, so they couldn't have Jews burying him. But that meant that he was mamish an onen of the Yom HaKvura at the nighttime. So that is why we have two completely different ideas. So if, actually, the main point is, was it before Shkia? I mean, we talk about right by Shkia. Obviously, it doesn't matter how far before and how far after. We're just saying that you can easily have two cases in a Braita within 2 minutes of each other, in which in one case the din is that he can eat the Korban Pesach, where he managed to finish the Kvura before the actual Shkia, and therefore the nighttime is post the Yom HaKvura, and the other case was that nighttime is the Yom HaKvura. So that is a tremendous nafkamina. So this Tana holds, there is no such thing as Aninus Laila after the Kvura, and therefore there's no problem. They can be Teivel, and then they can eat any Korban at all. Not only the Korban Pesach, Teivel v'Erchel b'Kachin. But there is an Isser D'Rabbanan of Aninus Yom HaKvura, and therefore the Yom HaKvura D'Rabbanan is more chomor than the Yom of Likud HaTzamos. During the Yom HaKvura, any kind of carbon is usur, even the Korban Pesach. Masha Enke, in the case of Likud HaTzamos, a Korban Pesach, even beyond Likud HaTzamos, is mutter, and only other kachim are usur. Wow. Okay, so then that means that the way to understand the Braita is from the beginning, if this, whatever it was, the Kvura, if it happened la'achar, the Shkia itself, then you're only allowed to eat your Korban Pesach if what we're talking about was the Likud HaTzomais happened after Shkia. But if the Kvura happened after Shkia, then it would be Aser. And the Seifa is talking about that if it was before, then Echad, before Shkia, then Echad Zeh v'Echad Zeh, whether it's Yom Likud HaTzomais or whether it's a Yom Kivura, in that case, the din is that you're allowed to eat any carbon at all because there is no din of Aninus Laila to the Yom Kivura and Kol Shekein to the Yom Likud HaTzomais. It turns out that now we have so many different shitas about we have extending all the way from the D'Oraisa of Yom HaMisa, extending into the Laila D'Oraisa Yom HaMisa, going to the Rabbanan were Gozer on the Laila after the Yom HaMisa, and then they were Gozer on both the Yom HaKvura and after the Yom HaKvura, or they were Gozer only on the Yom HaKvura, but not on the Laila Liachri Yom HaKvura. All of those different shitas we've met over here. But the only question is and here's the raya. Remember, how did we get into this discussion about the broad, all these new dinim of different aninus derabbanans? Now we have all these different types of aninus derabbanans that we have to take into consideration. How did we get involved in this discussion? Because we were trying to show whether Achilas Psochim is Ma'akev, and Ravina said to Ravada Bar Masa, if you know the Shita of Rabba Bar Ravuna, then you know that the Achilas Pesach is Ma'akev. That's how we got into all of this. So now we finally get to the actual Raya of Rabba Bar Ravuna at last. And so that is, which we finally get to, you told me that it's talking about Li'achar Shkias HaChama. So then if he already had brought the Korban Pesach, so I don't understand. What's he supposed to do now? You told me he just became, it was Li'achar Shkias HaChama. So now that is ushering him to eat his Korban Pesach. It should. So why did we say, if we're referring to a case, the way that Rabbi Balavuna explained it, it's saying that you can eat the carbon Pesach even if you found out it was the Yom HaShmua and it was after the Shkia on Yud Dalet. So at that point, he says you're allowed to eat your carbon Pesach. But why? He already brought the carbon Pesach, so what do we need to eat it for? Not eating it is not a Chiyuv Karis. So you see, clearly, I mean, you can't say that the Rabbanim were matrim to eat it because otherwise he wouldn't bring the carbon Pesach. Over here, the burial only happened after then. I mean, so what do you mean he wouldn't bring it? Why wouldn't he bring it? So you can't say that answer. So what's the answer? The only answer is that if he now does not eat the carbon Pesach, he wasn't going to be Yotze his carbon Pesach. So what do you see from there? That Achilas HaPesach is Ma'akev. That's what you see from there. Ela Shmamina Achilat Pesachim Me'akvim. Ha! QED.
Says so it's drinking. Drinking is Ma'akev.
Ravashi says, there never was a contradiction in the Braita. When the Braita said, echad zeh, what do you think? You took for granted that it means echad. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about the Yom HaKvura or we're talking about the Yom Likud. And that's not what it's talking about. Echad zeh is referring to echad Yom HaShmua ve'echad Yom HaLikud tova va'ocho b'koshim la'erad. It never meant to say that whether you're talking about the Yom HaKvura, that was the contradiction. That the end of the Braita was claiming that the Yom HaKvura would allow him to be Tova Vokal Kacha Be'erev, which is a direct contradiction to the opening of the Braita. He never said that. It only meant Yom HaShmua and Yom HaLikud HaTzameis. Wasn't referring to Yom HaKvura. But unfortunately, gentlemen, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. This is a completely ridiculous answer. I mean, it's pure imagination. Oh, the Ravashi Bidusehi. It's like Badui. It's absurd. Because look, if what Ravashi is saying is true, then the Braisa never would have said the word Echad Zeh, the Echad Zeh. It would have said Zeh V'Zeh. Because the last two cases were the Yom HaShmua, and the Yom Likud HaTzameis. So what do you say when you want to talk about the last two things that you refer to? You would say, and both of those, v'zeh v'zeh, the din would be that he's toivah v'achakosha b'arav. When you say, v'echad zeh, means you're referring back to the first thing that you said. And whether we're dealing with the Yom HaKvura, or whether we're dealing with the Yom Likud HaTzameis, that's what that extra word means. So therefore, consider for a moment, michte, Allah koi, we just talked about those two cases of the Yom Likud HaTzameis and the Shmua. So what word should you say? Zeh v'zeh, teva v'chol kachim b'erev. And it said echad zeh v'echad zeh. So clearly Rav Ashi is having a bad dream. Elishmamin abedusei, just ignore Rav Ashi's answer. Okay, now, you said that there is some type of punitive machlokas tanoim, and that therefore the two parts of the Braita indeed are contradictory, but it's a machlokas tanoim. Where is there a machlokas tanoim like that? Well, take a look at this Braita, the Tanya. How long is the person an oni? Ad matay mitoninala. Tanakama says, Kol Hayom, only the daytime. Apparently, there's no Aninas Laila. That's what we think it means. Rebbe on there? No, actually, Rebbe is Lakula, which is what we think it means. In the end, none of this is going to hold up. But Rebbe on there? No, only as long as we didn't have the funeral. Once we had the funeral and the mace is Nikbar, there's no longer Aninas. So, is this what the Machlokas Tanoim is? First, let's understand. What are we talking about? Yom HaMisa or Yom HaKvura? So, b'may askina. Ilem b'yom mita. You think that there would be any shita that would say, like the Tanakama says over here, only kol hayom and not aninus laila? I don't know of any shita that does not hold that Mi'ika, the less late, the Yom Misa, at least is Tafes Leila Midrabanan. I never heard of such a thing. We had lots of shitas, but we never had a shita that said that there's not even Aminas Laila after the Yom Misa Drabanan. That was the least shita that we had. We had a shita that says the Araisa. Fine. But never found a shita that there's no din of Aninas Laila after the Yom Misa. We found a shita there's no din of Aninas Laila after Yom Kvura, but we never heard of such thing after Yom Misa. Okay. And the other problem would be, if it's talking about Yom Misa, how could Rebbe say that only so long as the funeral didn't take place? But after his nikbar, Rebbe says, Kozman Shalo nikbar. Mashma, in other words, once he's covered, there's no longer din of aninus. That's against the pasuk, because the din of aninus we know is learnt out from the pasuk of va'achrita kiyom mar. What's the kiyom mar? Is that there's a day of merirus. That means that there's the merirus of facing the death of a relative an entire day. So how could Rebbe say that it doesn't extend after the kfura? That makes no sense. So therefore, it's got to not be talking about the Yom HaMisa. It must be referring to the Yom HaKvura. So the Tanakhama says, Aninas is only till the end of that day, and there's no Aninas Laila Acher Yom HaKvura, even Midrabana. And Rebbe says, even the Aninas of Yom HaKvura itself, which is only Midrabana, is only up to the actual burial. So it's referring to the Yom HaKvura. Rav Yosef, that doesn't make sense either. Because then how do you explain the brayta that says, Hashomea almeto kimalaket atzamot? Somebody found out within Shloshim Yom of the death of one of these relatives that's b'chayev him in the Avelut. He is the equivalent of a malaket. And what's that din? Tovel v'ochel b'kotshim la'erev, he's allowed to eat that night, which means that if it was Yom HaKvura, as opposed to Yom HaShmua, then he would not have been allowed even at night, afilu la'erev nami lo'ochel, which means that the aninus of the Yom HaKvura does go into the night. So now, whose sheet is this? According to the way Rav Sheshes is explaining it, nobody holds that. The Tanakhama says it's only till the end of the day, and Rebbe says it's not even till the end of the day. It's only up until the funeral. Therefore, you're reading the whole Braita wrong, says Rav Yosef. Totally wrong. The correct way of reading the Braita is like this, Elataritz. Ad matay mit onanim alav. So when do we have the aninus kol oto hayom, meaning the entire 24-hour period, including the Laila? That was the sheet of the Tanakhama on the Yom HaKvura, whereas Rebbe is saying that actually this is only true until he was buried. But once he was buried, then of course it's still the whole day, but there's no Laila after the Yom HaKvura. That's the Machlokas. So they said that to Reb Yirmiyah, and they told Reb Yirmiyah, you know how Reb Yosef explained the Braita, and they said over what we just said. And Reb Yirmiyah said, what? Reb Yosef is a genius. He wouldn't have said something so stupid. Gavar Rabak or Reb Yosef, Le Mahachi. You're telling me a great man like Reb Yosef would say something ridiculous? He does. Everybody knows Rebbe is not going Lekula. Rebbe was going Lechumra. You're completely misreading Rebbe. I'll prove it to you. What, you really believe that Rebbe was Lekula? And that when he said Achilo Nikbar, he was saying that only until the funeral, but after the funeral, there's no din of Anina? It's ridiculous. Look at this brayta where Rebbe says, but fairish the opposite. Vatanya. Admatai mitonina lav kol zman she'eno nikbar afilu mikan v'adasore yomim divrei Rebbe. Rebbe wasn't saying today. If you make the kvura today, then you don't have to worry. Rebbe was saying, I don't give a hang how long it is till it takes the kvura. If it's 10 days later, during the entire 10 days, he's considered to be an onen. So Rebbe is being very machmir. That's the point. And that you are actually, in this case, he's saying the Rabbanan say, kol oto hayom, ma pitom. And if tomorrow there still was no burial, he's not an onen, he's an onen even on the next day. That's Rebbe Shita. And the Chachamim say, no, aninus is only on that day, meaning that for 24 hours. So, fine. That's the way to understand it. So, therefore, if you want to change the bright, and yes, Rabbi Yosef is absolutely correct, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, but the correct way to change the bright is as follows. Teritzachi. Ad matai hu mit onen alav. The entire yom of Yom HaKvura, and only the yom, the lo leilo. And Rebbe says, as long as you didn't do the Kvura, and if you did do the Kvura, then it even goes into the next night. So according to Rebbe, Aninus Laila is Midrabanan of the day of Kvura. So they said this over the way Rebbe Yirmiyah corrected the Braita. They said it over to Rava. And he says, if Rebbe himself, look what Rebbe said, that Yom Kvura Tofes Leilo Midrabanan. That's the way that you're understanding it, right? But then what is it predicated on? What's the model for this? It would have to be in every Dirabbanan. We have a model, D'oraisa, that we use as the marker. So what's the model of D'oraisa? The model D'oraisa must be that the Aninus D'oraisa is not only in the day, but it goes into the next night. And then Rebbe is saying the Rabbanan made the same takana of Aninus on the Yom HaKvura. The same way that the D'oraisa of Yom HaMisa is the Yom Valelai, so too the Yom HaKvura, the Rabbanan made a takana that it should be like the D'oraisa of the Yom and the Leilo Imo. The problem is that Rebbe does not hold that. And therefore, the way that Rebbe Yirmiyah explained it cannot be true. Because are you trying to tell me Rebbe holds Aninus Laila is the Arisa? That cannot be. And we are going to learn that tomorrow, because that opens up the whole beautiful sugya of the machlokas between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, from where we see all of these dinim about the Kohen and what his din is, the Kohen Gadol from the Niluim, which of course is what we were talking about just the Laila of today, about Zos Chanukat HaMizbeach and the Korbanas that were brought, and talking about the Korban of Rosh Chodesh and so on. We will get to that Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. So just remember, we have learned a tremendous number of new things, and I don't blame you if your eyes are still going around in circles a little bit today, because we have raised new issues that we never even had spoken about before. We learned that there are so many different levels of Aninus Derabonan. Possibly the entire idea of Aninus of the Yom HaKvura is definitely Derabonan. Possibly the Aninus Laila, even of the Yom HaMisa, is Derabonan. Aninus of the Shmua, which is a Shmua Krova within Shloshim Yom. Aninus of Elikud Atzomais is also a Derabanan. And we learned about the differences between the Chalos of the Zman of Aninus. We learned about the Machlokas, about whether an Onen is Sholeach Korbanotav. We learned about the Machlokas, whether an Onen is Ochal on Korbanotav. We learned about a machlokas about whether Achilas Karban Pesach is Ma'akev or Eino Ma'akev. We learned about a machlokas about whether and where it would be mutter for someone who had been an Onen to be Tovel and to eat Karbanas that night. And then we learned about the question of whether, if eating the Karban is mutter, whether we would even give him a chelek in the Karban. These were all the different stages of what we've been looking at, all that have to do with the issues in our perek, beginning with the Tful Yom and the relationship of Tful Yom and Aninus to Negia the Karban, to the issues of Hesach Hadas, about whether he become Tameh, and the Chiyav Derabanan to be Tevel before partaking of a Karban, even after the Aninus was completed. Whoa, this is heavy-duty stuff. So the only one who could lead us in such complexity is, of course, our very own Sir Richard, who finally feels himself at home in the Sugyas of Tful Yom that he's been trying to avoid for his whole life. And thank heavens, will soon be able to be a Baki in these dinim as well. That's before you get sent down to the principal's office, Rich. It's kedai to go over all of these dinim. Okay, all. See you, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. Sorry that it's such a long daf, but I didn't know any other way to present it. It would have been totally, I think, if we hadn't first gotten the various issues clear, it would have just been mush. Okay. All right. Looking forward to getting back to regular schedule, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. Go to.